Good evening, beloved, and welcome to a very special edition of Answer the Call. My name is Brother James, and I am sitting in this evening with Pastor Curtis McMiller.
Hello, friends.
Folks, 2025 has thus far been a very exciting year for us at Heritage Baptist, marking both 24 years since our founding by our preacher, as well as just an explosive period of growth and ministries for our little neighborhood New Testament Church. God has been blessing us abundantly, and tonight we thought we might share some of those blessings with our listeners. Amen?
Amen.
And perhaps, beloved, you too will find a blessing over the next two broadcasts. So, Pastor, I know we're going to be covering a lot of ground tonight, but I think perhaps one of the most exciting and potentially impactful ministries I believe the Lord has planted here at HBC would have to be the Christian school that we're opening this August. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
I know you and your wonderful wife have always placed great value in imparting good Christian-based education for children, as well as providing sound moral examples and environments. So what can you share with us about this amazing blessing?
Well, we are so excited about the opportunity we have to start our Christian school in the fall. The name of the school is actually called Shining Star Christian School, and we are looking at starting that in the middle of August 2025. Mm. The grade levels that we're looking at are K-4 through the 8th grade, and this particular school, we are looking at working with the school choice program here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, since we're located here in Kenosha, there is a cutoff for those of you that might be interested in allowing your children to become a part of our new school here. And that cutoff is April the 17th. And so if you qualify through the school choice program, we would love for you to entertain the thought of having your children or your child in our Christian school.
Amen.
Of course, we offer one of the best solid-based Bible curriculums that are out there in the arena of training our little ones to be able to compete in their generation, and also academically to be second to none when it comes to their education. And so we're so excited about this. In fact, we're going to have an open house on the 12th of April, and we're going to have a bouncy house here on our property. Our property actually sits on 3 acres, and so we have plenty of room for the young people to run around and burn off some steam. And we're also going to have hot dogs and if you are interested, again, in having your children in our school on the 12th, as we have the open house, you can come inside of our facilities here and look at one of the classrooms that we're going to have set up. And it's actually going to be a good ideal, give you a good ideal of how this particular class will run during the day. And of course, if you have questions, we would be able to answer some of those additional questions at that time. I will say this also, that we will be providing computers and headsets and all of those things. If you qualify for the school choice program, all of that will be provided. But if you're not able to qualify for the school choice program, we will at that particular time give you the cost involved to have your children or your child in our school. And so that's what we want to do. But then in addition to that, if you live in Racine, they also have the school choice program there, and their school choice program runs year-round. So if you live in that particular area, there is no cutoff, and you're looking to sign up for the school choice program and you qualify, then you can do that at any time. But again, remember, our school will be starting around the second week of August. The phone number that you could reach us at or get more information about the school, the phone number is 414-732-4983. So yes, Brother James, we are excited about this opportunity to open up the Shining Star School here at Heritage Baptist Church.
And that'll be a fully accredited program, correct?
Yes. So that is accredited, and this way, if your child desires to go on to further education, secondary education, our school obviously is in keeping with the accreditation qualifications there. In addition to that, as we think about that particular accreditation, as I stated, that our school will go up to the eighth grade, and we're doing that this year. We'll just see how that works. You might be asking, well, what about next year? Are you going to have high schoolers in that particular school? And right now we're just capping it off at eight or the eighth grade, and we'll go from there and see how things work out for next year.
Wonderful. Now, I think the next ministry I'd like us to focus in on, I think is equally exciting, and I think also pairs well with our school. And that's, of course, going to be that bus ministry we're looking at starting, Preacher.
Yes, we are so excited about this as well. We're looking at starting our bus ministry on the 20th of April, the 20th of this month. And we have a bus out. In fact, we have two buses. We're going to just utilize one of those buses here in the Kenosha area. And we're so excited because we've been praying about this, and now the Lord has opened the door for the bus ministry. Our desire is to pick up children from the age of 5 years old through 16 years old on the bus ministry, and bring them to church and get them involved. We have school, or we have Sunday school classes for each age group. And we're just so excited about that. Now, this bus program or the bus ministry, we're looking at running our bus ministry not only on Sunday mornings, but our desire is to run the bus ministry on Sunday nights as well as Wednesday nights for any of the young people that would like to come and be a part of our services.
Amen. I know it's so important, Preacher, just to establish those values and those principles in today's youth, just so that as they go out into the world, they have something to fall back on, they have something to stand upon.
Yes, that's true. You know, we live in a world that's competing with God's time. And, you know, sometimes it seems like we're fighting a losing battle. But one of the things that I've learned is that when you're able to get a group of young people that learn how that Christ, the Lord Jesus, died to pay their sin debt, and they realize that there is an opportunity to live a life that's free from all of this other stuff that's out there. Many of them make the choice to receive Christ as their Savior. And upon receiving Christ, they want to have a place where they can come and find people of like faith, people who have a desire not only to be successful in life, but have a desire to represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so yes, we want to do our part to reach the next generation and train them and equip them so that they can stand in their generation.
Amen. And on that note, of course, we have to bring up our youth group that we have meeting once a month, Preacher.
Yes, we do have a youth group, and the ages for our youth group is 12 years old through 18, and they meet once a month on a Sunday night. And they have a special part of our church where they're able to spend time with those young people in their same age. We have our youth leaders that work with them. And one of the beauties that we have also when we think in terms of young people, it is that same night, it's the third Sunday of each month, that we pick up the young people and bring them here, or the parents drop them off, or they are members of our church, their parents are members of our church. One of the beauties here is that we celebrate birthdays, and the third Sunday of each month on a Sunday night service, what we do, we'll have cake and ice cream following the services, and it's always encouraging to see the teenager come out here and in the foyer there, and man, we just have ourselves a time. And so, so we're just so excited that we do have opportunity to get the young people in once a month where they can hear sound biblical teaching that is catered towards their age group. And so we're just excited about this. We thank the Lord that we have these venues that we can utilize here at Heritage Baptist Church to not only reach the young people, but also to spark a sense of excitement in our adults as they see these young people come to church.
Amen. And I think that's been a hallmark of the past 24 years of your ministry, has it not?
Yes, because of the activities that we have here. And again, if you've never been at Heritage Baptist Church, we're kind of, as Brother James indicated, and through the introduction, we're kind of tucked into a neighborhood here. As if you're not familiar with the area, you know, it's somewhat kind of hard to find our location. But when you get here, you see that we are strategically placed on 3 acres, and we have so much room here to grow. Our parking lot can accommodate 100 cars, and not that we fill it up with 100 cars, but we're just so excited, and that gives our young people plenty of space to, you know, we'll play softball with them, we'll play basketball, we'll just give them opportunity to kind of exert some of that energy that all young people have. And so, and then on top of that, we get the Word of God to them, and this has been, again, one of the hallmarks of our ministry is to reach out to these young people, because they're going to go into a time that we as adults will never see. So we're so excited that we can be used by God to impact that generation for Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. It is all about equipping that next generation.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Well, sir, I see that our time is almost up, but I'll give you the final word.
Yes, so please consider the things that we spoke on, our Christian school, our bus ministry, our youth program. This is only the first half of what we want to share with you concerning what's happening here at Heritage Baptist Church. We'll have more on the next broadcast. But in closing, let me ask you, do you know Jesus? If you don't, trust him today. Will you respond to the gospel message? Will you receive Jesus as your Savior? Will you, my friend, be willing to answer the call?